here's the story here. So it turns out that there is crying in baseball and pop music and meteorology. Anthony Rizzo, Lady Gaga, and Tom Skilling all treated us to some very public tears the last few days. Rizzo, during a ribbon cutting at the Lurie Children's Hospital, to which his foundation committed $3.5 million for pediatric cancer programs. Lots of tears today, Anthony Rizzo Foundation tweeted on Tuesday. By the way, is it possible to like this guy even more every day? Is it? I mean, seriously, what is the deal with Anthony Rizzo? Is he from this planet? Because he's like, I love him. I adore Anthony Rizzo. And then, like, the next day he does something and I go, oh, I adore him more. He rules. Lady Gaga at Wrigley Field on Friday night, she paused between costume changes and power ballads for some moments of intimacy with the crowd, sharing stories of loved ones who had recently passed, and she started crying as she spoke. And then, of course, Tom Skilling, as we all know, lost it during last week's solar eclipse. None of them tried to hide their tears, and the public wholeheartedly embraced them, both the tears and the shedders. What if we embrace crying at work? They don't work in offices, but Rizzo, Gaga, and Skilling were very much at work when they cried, and their tears flowed. But their performers, a coworker said on Tuesday, when I suggested cry-friendly workplaces. So that's the idea. People were letting the tears fly. So now I wanted to talk about movies or TV shows or things that make you cry. Esmeralda, has anything? Do you cry? Well, you cried during Wonder Woman, didn't you?
Yes, several times.
Was that the last time you cried in a movie? Was Wonder Woman?
Oh no!
No,
probably no. Whenever there's anything remotely emotional, yeah. I almost cried today.
For what?
Staring at my cat. Just... I swear to you, because I started thinking, oh my gosh, she's old.
Oh,
and
no.
And then when she died, then I was looking at her. I'm like, not going to cry.
Oh, no. Smokey's okay.
Yeah, I don't know what I was watching. I don't think I was watching anything.
You just looked at your cat and went, my cat's going to die.
It might have been a commercial or something.
Yeah.
You know, I get, yeah. It's real
okay,
bad.
Okay, well, we'll try to narrow it down, Esmeralda. I'll throw some movie titles at you in a little bit, and you let me know whether or not these movies or TV moments made you cry.
Okay.
Dan, anything? You got anything? I mean, Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
We got a good text actually coming up on that. But as the father of a two-year-old and a two-month-old, I am watching a lot of kids' movies and sleep-deprived.
That's a killer combination.
Yeah.
You know, sleep-deprived and sometimes you order Ray Stevens CDs.
Yeah, it's true. So the last 15 minutes of Moana has been pretty emotional for me lately. There's a scene where she talks to her grandmother.
Yeah.
She realizes her purpose in life. She goes to Tafiti with the heart. And coincidentally, it's a very small moment, but there's a point where Maui, who's played by The Rock, says, "You're welcome." Which is just a very quick moment, but is actually a big payoff considering his character throughout the movie that I start to tear up every time. So,
wow, man.
And seeing as I see that movie once every 2 days, that's
right.
Been going
okay.
on lately.
All right.
So.
Have you shown Emily Kubo? Yeah,
I have not. We're trying to limit our entertainment choices as much as possible, so she doesn't, you know, to things we know we have, readily available. But that's definitely one on the list that we'll get to.
She might be a little young for Kubo. You know what I mean? But God, there's a movie that I cried at.
Totally cried.
Oh my God, did I lose it?
Me and V.
Oh my God, the last 10 minutes of Kubo. By the way, if you've not seen Kubo and the Two Strings, it is one of the best animated movies I've ever seen in my life. And it's beautiful. And I want everybody to realize this. When you see the movie, and you should see the movie, that is not computer animation. That's all hand done. Those are little models that people move. And they're real stuff. It's not computerized. So when you're looking at this extraordinarily beautiful animation, know that it was all done by hand, and it took years and years to put that movie together. And that adds to the beauty of it. That just makes it even more beautiful, the fact that that kind of work and time was invested in the movie. Leica is the name of the studio that does these movies, and they're all amazing. Every one of them is amazing, and I think Kubo might be the best one they've ever done. Kubo and the Two Strings. And yeah, Esmeralda, the last 10 minutes of that movie, gone.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. Just ridiculous. Vic, you ever cry at anything?
No.
You unfeeling monster.
Simple as that. All right. I cry whenever I listen to Ray Stevens. That just, he just guitars and destroys me. Okay. Here's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. Hey. Man, I am so much like you because the family, we watched Kubo, and I don't even want to get into it, man. It's like I'm choking up right now.
It's beautiful.
Blew my damn mind, dude.
Yeah.
Blew my mind.
Beautiful.
So many other things, too. We got to meet some other actors. I could sit here and talk about this all night. I was telling Dan, you know, any film or TV show where a character lays down their life for everyone else, just without even thinking about it,
yeah,
it kills me every time. Anytime there's injustice, like The Green Mile. The Green Mile destroys me. A Time to Kill. That scene where the jury was going to just convict him no matter what until Matthew McConaughey made him close their eyes and told them,
right.
I'm just bawling like there's no justice in this world, man. You know, but anytime a character like lays out her life, Harry Potter, Professor Snape's revealing Harry Potter.
Yep.
I'm crying like a baby.
Yep.
I can't, Dan has a scene, Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2. There's a scene in that's a big reveal that just, or somebody does, lays down their life. And I'm just like, oh, really? Come on, man. My wife thinks I'm the biggest wuss in the world because I get choked up. I'm going to bring up something very cheesy. Very cheesy. And I told you about it before. Remember I talked about Johnny Sacco?
Yeah.
A long time ago? The very last episode, I still, even if I see it today, I will cry because the main bad guy reveals that he's a living atomic bomb and any attack on him will destroy the entire planet. At this point, he's about the size of a giant robot. And he demonstrates this by taking his fingernail and blowing up a forest. So everybody's petrified. They don't want to attack him. So the robot, who's always under control of Johnny Sacco because he imprinted on his voice. He imprinted on the first voice he heard is Johnny Sacco's voice.
Right.
Breaks his control. He breaks the control. Johnny's screaming at him, stop, stop, stop. The robot will not stop. He goes, he grabs him for a guillotine and flies away with him into a meteorite and destroys the both of them.
Wow.
And I was just like, oh, even now, I know it's cheesy, but just that premise, the fact that he became self-aware, and he's like, you know what? My life doesn't matter. Everyone else does. Boom.
Wow.
And he takes off.
There you,
know?
You go. All right.
That's what does it for me, man.
All right, Patrick. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Take care. 312-981-7200. We're talking about movies and stuff that makes you cry. Was there a TV show that made you cry? A movie? Hell, some commercials make me cry. I mean, it's ridiculous.
During the Olympics? Ugh.
Oh, you know which commercial I think of like all the time that makes me lose it? From a few years ago, it was an iPhone commercial. And I've mentioned this on the air before. And the guy is FaceTiming on the phone with his daughter. And he's trying to get her to smile, but she won't smile because she just got braces. And it's about her he's trying to get her to smile, and she's so sad that she's embarrassed that she's got braces, and he finally gets her to smile. And when she smiles, he says, she looks beautiful. And I lost it every single time that commercial came out. I'm not married. I don't have any kids. I don't have a daughter. I don't know what the hell it is. But that commercial, when that girl finally smiles and you see her braces and her dad is reassuring her that she looks great, I was like, I need to get an iPhone. I don't want one, but I'm going to buy one because I love this commercial so much. And there's another father-daughter one, a gum commercial for whatever gum it is, where, like, it shows, you know, from the father, like, giving his daughter, like, at her, at, you know, her first day of school, he gives her a slice of gum, a stick of gum, and then takes the foil that the gum is wrapped in and, like, does a little origami like a horse. Okay, does a little origami horse and gives it to her. And then, like, she's going to prom, and it's a big night, and she's nervous. So he gives her a slice of a stick of gum, and then makes an origami horse out of the foil. And then she's got her heart broken. You know, so all of these moments in her life from childhood on, he would always give her this stick of gum and make the foil into an origami horse. So finally, at the end of the commercial, she's now moving out. She's moving out of the house. And they're bringing things out to the car for her to move. And he's bringing a box. And a box falls over, drops over. The box opens up, and there's hundreds of origami horses. And I just like, oh, my God. I just think the commercial kills me. So, anyway. But I'm a wuss anyway, man. At this point, I mean, I don't even know. When I was in my 20s, I didn't cry. You know, I didn't cry at anything. As I got old, I cry at everything now. I cry at everything. Yeah, and I was a wreck at the end of Kubo. My parents were—I saw it with my parents the first time, and they were both like, "What?" You know, they were moved. They loved it and everything, but I had to sit for 5 minutes. I'm like, "You guys go ahead out in the lobby. I'll meet you out there because I have to sob for 5 minutes." Jeez. Okay. Talking about things that make you cry. 312-981-7200. Yeah. There it is, Guitar Zan. Ray Stevens, man. The legendary Guitar Zan. there was a fake crowd on that one, too. I forgot he put in fake, you know, crowd noises like he was at a stadium when he was probably in a shack by himself recording it. Let's put in a bunch of crowd noise and some canned laughter. All right. 312-981-7200, Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. All right. So stuff that makes you cry is what we're talking about. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Man, I don't even know where to start on my list. My favorite movie of all time is Magnolia. I cry every time I watch it. Every single time I watch it, I cry. Usually in the same spots, especially at the end, because it's got my favorite final shot in movie history. So that one, every single time I watch it. We mentioned Field of Dreams. Hey, Dad, you want to have a catch? Gone. Gone. Snot, tears, the whole thing. Viola Davis got nothing on me, Esmeralda, when it comes to watching Field of Dreams. All right, I have, Sarah, 30 movies that are guaranteed to make you cry. Esmeralda, I'll throw the titles at you, and if you've seen them, you let me know, okay?
Okay.
Beaches.
Yes. I don't know if I cried, though.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I didn't cry. I hated that movie. And I don't like Wind Beneath My Wings. So, I mean, that's, you know. Okay, so the next one, The Notebook.
I haven't seen it.
Okay. I cried. Pretty good, too. That's a good cry right there. Love Story. You haven't seen that one.
With
Ryan O'Neal and Ally McGraw.
No, I haven't.
Sort of a legend. It's from 1970. It's a legendary tearjerker. That's where the phrase, love means never having to say you're sorry, comes from. Comes from Love Story. And they say here, the prototype for every modern romance where two young people transcend class differences to fall in love, only to have one of them die from a fatal disease. Ally McGraw is the ill-fated baker's daughter. Ryan O'Neal is the old money preppy. And so there you go. Yeah, when that movie came out, oh my God, was it popular. Oh, it was huge. I remember my parents went to go see it. I think they had to wait in line for 12 hours just to see Love Story. This was mentioned the other day, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. You kidding me? I Can Carry You? Are you kidding me? Gone. Here's what it says. There are all those farewell scenes for characters that you've come to love throughout this lengthy trilogy, of course, but the most tear-jerking scene is when Sam, played by Sean Astin, tells Frodo, played by Elijah Wood, that he can't carry the ring bearer's terrible burden, but I can carry you. Forget it. Gone. Seen that movie 17,000 times, and every time at that moment, I cry. So, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. What about you guys? Here's 708 area code says, I cry when the undercover boss gives the employees money at the end of the show, and I'm a 58-year-old man. Yeah. 262 area code says, Rita Moreno made me cry in One Day at a Time. Listen, the final episode of One Day at a Time, the Netflix reboot from this past year, which is great, that final episode, I lost it in the last 5 minutes. Esmeralda, did you watch One Day at a Time on Netflix?
I didn't.
It's so good. And the last 5 minutes of the last episode, forget it. I told Tobo when he was on, Stephen Tobolowsky when he was on, I was like, I just cried like a baby during the last 5 minutes of it. And he's like, well, so did we. All of us on the set lost it. So there you go. Netflix One Day at a Time makes me cry. That's how much of a wuss I am. Keith in Kansas said, this may sound lame, but what never failed to make me cry when I was younger was the song out of the movie The Wizard of Oz, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I hate that song and that movie to this day. Okay. All right. Marco in South Deering says that the end of The Notebook made him cry. Yeah. We were just talking about The Notebook. Really, really cryy stuff. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got a break here. We got the news coming up just after this.
I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
And we're having computer problems.
Oh!
We'll okay. resume Triple Play Thursday
just
after 4:15.
Okay. Well, Triple Play Thursday will resume after 4:15.
Not a chance.
Come on, a cappella.
Depends on what the song is. I mean, is it Ray Stevens? Did we get more Ray Stevens?
I get Ray Stevens every week. Okay. You know that.
Yeah. All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Well, listen, this will be a good opportunity for me to say all day today we're asking WGN radio listeners to participate in our Day of Giving to benefit the victims of Hurricane Harvey. You can text Harvey to 90-999. To make your $10 donation to the American Red Cross, or you can call 855-999-GIVE. Standard message and data rates apply. But also, the text number that we're giving out here, texting Harvey to 90-999, has been kind of overwhelmed. It'll probably lead you to redcross.org, or you can simply go to redcross.org. So keep doing it. Thanks for your generosity. And you can also call 855-999-GIVE. And that's an all-day thing. Today is a day of giving. So there you go. All right. Yeah, hi. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about movies and TV shows and things that make you cry. That's what's happening right now, and we'd love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Let's see. Steve says, I have made the trip twice to the Field of Dreams in Dyersville, Iowa. Dan just got back from that this past weekend. And first trip was with my 10-year-old son, who was then struggling at Little League, and having a catch with him on that field with tears pouring out of my eyes. The second trip was 6 years later by myself on my motorcycle, watching the sunset from the little bleachers along the first base line again with tears running down my eyes. So, of course, my answer is Field of Dreams. Yeah, that movie turns grown men into blubbering idiots. I mean, it does. It absolutely does. It's ridiculous. Yeah. So I went on a date to see that movie. I took a date to see that movie, and it was at a screening, a press screening, but it was also open to the public, like a radio station sponsored screening, and it was the old it was at the old 900 North Michigan theaters. You remember the 900 North Michigan theaters in the Bloomingdale's building all the way down? They were in the basement of the facilities. Anyway, it was there, and you know, I start losing it during the, you know, my date was not, you know, was not crying. She liked the movie, but she wasn't crying. But I'm just like, ah, 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 like an idiot. So, Yeah. That's me. Real good date. All right. Let's see. Here's Tim on WGN. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Nick. How are you, man?
All right.
Well, I got a bunch. I'm not so dissimilar from you in a lot of respects. At this point, as you get a little older, things get a little more emotional.
Yeah.
But the two that come to mind immediately are the radio spots for, it's like Travel to Michigan, but the Michigan.org spots that you guys play a lot.
Uh-huh.
Tim, he narrates them. I don't know if it's the simplicity of it, the music bed they got behind it, but it's like, I want to go to Michigan.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, is that Tim Allen? That's
it
Tim
is,
Allen,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's Tim Allen who does the voiceover.
Yeah, I was listening to Cochran. I listened to him a lot, and he had Tim Allen on a few months ago, and I didn't know Tim Allen either until they were talking about it. I was like, really? That's Allen?
He's caliber. Yeah, he's proudly from Michigan.
Yeah, and he has a little place up there, which I'm
just
some ginormous mansion on an island,
up in Superior
or something. So anyway, that's the first one that I have. And then another one, the movie is extraordinarily sad as it is, and the fact that we don't have Robin Williams anymore makes it even worse. But all the establishing shots in Dead Poets Society, anytime they show like the New England landscape and the music and the lighting, it just, I lose it every single time.
Mm.
Every time. I can't hold the tears in. And I suppose I could get into why I think that is, but it's just, there's a kid that kills himself at the end of the movie. And yes, I cry about that too, but why would I cry watching just a regular scene of birds flying across the screen? You know?
Yeah.
But there's that. And then the last one I'll tell you is there's a song called Shine by Mondo Cosmo. It came out a little less than a year ago. And the same thing, I can't keep it together when that comes on the radio, man. I try, but I just can't do it.
Okay. All right, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Nick.
See you, Tim. Take care. There you go. Dead Poets Society, does that do it for anybody here? Because that does nothing for me. Is that what, Dan? Dead Poets Society?
It's been so long since I've seen it. I don't think I saw it either. I think it was like on in the background somewhere I was at. I don't think I actually sat down and watched it.
Esmeralda, what about you, Dead Poets Society?
Oh, again, I don't know if I've... I don't think I've seen it all the way through.
Yeah. Doesn't work for me. It's another movie that I actively dislike. Let's see. The Easter egg hunt scene in Steel Magnolias, 219 area code. Yeah, I don't remember. I've seen Steel Magnolias once, and I hate it. I hate Steel Magnolias. Can't stand that movie. Esmeralda, have you ever seen Steel Magnolias?
I have, and I don't remember that.
I don't remember the Easter egg. I don't remember much. I just remember not liking it. Remember when Roger Badish told Dave? No, it was Mark Carman. Roger Badish told Mark Carman that Steel Magnolias was my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah.
Were you on with him at the time?
I wasn't. I was not.
No, you weren't. Okay, because you would have said, no, it's not Steel Magnolias. So, Steel Magnolias is my favorite movie of all time. Raj. All right, couple more titles here, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see Longtime Companion?
No.
Really amazing movie. Great movie. Made at the height of the AIDS epidemic. It's a really sad movie. Bruce Davidson got nominated for an Academy Award for it, and he urges his suffering, dying lover to let go, talking him gently into his death. It's a really just ridiculous. You cry. Kramer versus Kramer.
Have not seen it.
Okay. Didn't cry. I liked the movie. Didn't cry during it. Joy Luck Club.
I think I did.
Oh, my God.
I want to say I did.
I cried like a child during that movie. All right, let's see. How about Ghost?
No.
Yeah, I didn't cry either. Again, I like the movie.
Yeah, I didn't mind it, but yeah, I didn't. No.
I mean, you know, nobody cries beautifully. That's just that in the real world, you don't look like Demi Moore when you cry. Because I remember she was like beautiful crying.
Oh, well, because she didn't cry. She just had the tears rolling down.
Yeah, I know. But you want crying. Viola Davis is really crying. In Fences, that's what you look like when you cry.
Right. Claire Danes, Claire, ugly crier.
Claire Danes.
I mean, you know that's real crying because you're like, oh, gosh, why are you making that awful face?
Yeah. All right, E.T.? You cried during E.T., Esmeralda?
I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't either. And again, I like the movie. Not to say I didn't like it, but it doesn't make me cry. I know people who sob during that movie. Like, lose it. Eric Childress is one of them. Like, he loses it. He told me he cried just seeing, he went to go see, they screened the new 4K version of Close Encounters of the Third Kind. It's the 40th anniversary of Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And by the way, it's being released in theaters tomorrow. And I'm going to see it Saturday afternoon. I'm more excited about this seeing this 40-year-old movie than I have been about anything except for Suspiria when I went to that. And that movie's 40 years old. And it's going to be in the big Dolby theater. And I'm so excited. Close Encounters might be my favorite Steven Spielberg movie. It's way up there. And, you know, when it came out in 1977, Star Wars was out. And all my friends were like, let's go see Star Wars again. And I'd be like, I'll meet you guys. I'm going to go see Close Encounters. So they'd go see Star Wars 15 times. I'd go see Close Encounters was the one that captured my imagination that year. Star Wars didn't. Close Encounters did. So, but yeah, I mean, Eric said he cried watching Close Encounters. And I might actually, because I haven't seen it on the big screen. And jeez. They re-released it and added the special edition version of Close Encounters in 1980. So that was the last time I saw it on the big screen. It was in 1980. So I'm going Saturday afternoon, and I'm so excited about it. I may cry. But no, I didn't cry during E.T. Boy, we got a bunch of texts that just came in. And we've got, boy, everybody's crying. Dan, we got a lot of criers.
We touched a nerve.
Yeah. Did John Cryer from Two and a Half Men, did Ducky text in? All right. We got a break here for weather and traffic. And by the way, after 4:30, we are going to do another aggravating SNL quiz for Dan and Esmeralda. I don't know. I think Dan could have pulled off the Clash. Dan, I think you could have pulled off the Clash.
It would have been an interesting interpretation, that's for sure.
We're back, Triple Play Thursday. Yeah! 312-981-7200. John requested The Clash. That's Magnificent Seven. Okay, we are talking about movies and things that make you cry. We got a bunch of texts coming in, and we've got some more movies here. Let's see. Esmeralda, what about Brokeback Mountain?
Haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a crier, too. How about Brian's Song?
I haven't seen it completely.
Okay. That's another one that guys cry like a baby.
Yeah, during. I've heard yeah. That.
It's, you know, because it's like a lot of the macho guys are like, it's okay, you can cry because it involves sports. You know, it's okay if it involves sport, like Field of Dreams is okay. Brian's Song, football, you can cry. All right. Bambi. Oh, my God, Bambi.
I don't remember.
Oh, man. Yeah, and I mean, because Disney loves to kill off parents. That's one of the Disney things, that one of their tropes. Kill off some parents that make you cry. Lion King, come on.
I know I cried for The Land Before Time.
Oh, The Land Before Time, great movie.
Yeah.
And there's like 50 of those. They keep making them. Dan, I think, I'm not kidding. I think there's like 20 Land Before Time movies.
I think we did talk about that one time. Yeah.
Are they at least the different dinosaurs?
I can't remember. No, they're all like straight to video at this point. I think there was only one. I think the second one was the only one that was released theatrically. And so they're all cheap knockoffs. Let's see. Toy Story 3.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Was that the last one?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. When he gives the toys away.
Oh, yeah. No, well, I was crying when they almost died.
When they were in the fire
right.
thing, like you were going to be in the oven?
And then after, I was like, all right, whoo, they made it.
Yeah.
And then he goes and gives his toys away. Yeah. Oh, I lost it.
Yeah. It's a great movie. Great movie. Oh, boy. The next one, did you see Up, Esmeralda?
Yeah. In the theater. So, again, just crying in a movie theater.
Here's the thing. WALL-E makes me cry, too. Well, there are several good Pixar movies that make me cry. WALL-E makes me really cry. I adore that movie. So, have you seen WALL-E, Esmeralda?
I saw it a long time ago.
It's my favorite Pixar movie by far, and I just love every everything about that movie. I just adore it, and it makes me cry every time I watch it. Usually it's towards the end, you know? You cry at Pixar movies towards the end. At Up, you're crying in the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Right? Man.
First 10 minutes of the movie, I'm like, what are you doing to me, Pixar?
Ugh. Yeah, I cried Brave.
Brave made you cry?
The whole mom-daughter thing. Yeah. I lost it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the first 10 minutes of Up is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Terms of Endearment is on this. Oh, my God, Esmeralda.
I haven't.
Oh, my. Prepare. If you ever watch Terms of Endearment, have 15 boxes of Kleenex surrounding you. That's all I'm saying.
I did want, this is good because sometimes you do want to watch some movies that'll make you cry.
Absolutely. No question about it.
Let out a good cry.
How about Old Yeller?
Haven't seen it.
Oh, man.
But I know the whole thing.
Oh, man. They got to shoot the damn dog. Come on now. All right. We got a ton of texts. Let me get to them before we break here for the news. I want to get to as many of these as possible because everybody's crying. We're getting reams of texts here. All right. Here we go. Let's get to them. Steve says, when an athlete retires and gives a speech, it gets me every time. My wife gets on me about it.
Aw.
Karen says, every time Rizzo catches the final out of the World Series from KB, when I hear Pat's call of the win, I cry. Yeah, World Series. Anytime I watch the last part of the Cubs winning the World Series, I cry. Just ridiculous. 773 area code says, I cried right now when Nick was describing the origami horses. You should see the commercial, 773. Andrew in Alabama says, the scene in Homeward Bound when the dogs and the cats are voiced by Michael J. Fox, Sally Field, and Donna Meachie, and they come home into the backyard. I've seen it 55 times, a bunch of times when the kids were growing up, and it always instant waterworks.
Oh, and he's an old dog.
Yeah.
Oh.
Donna Meachie, Cocoon, star of Cocoon. to this day, I can't watch the end of Marley and Me. Oh, my God. Esmeralda, I know that you and V are going to Dublin, and I'm going to make you a comprehensive list of things to do,
right?
Places to go. That was one of the movies on our flight, was Marley and Me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because I had seen it already, but a lot of people on the flight were watching it. And at the end of the movie, the entire plane was sobbing.
Aww.
It's ridiculous. Let's see. The movie The Champ. The final scene is a real tearjerker. That's a very popular one. The 815. Speaking of commercials, I remember the Budweiser commercial when the guy was reunited with his horse. That made me cry. Yeah, that's a great commercial. That's a great one. 708 area code. Hey, Nick, you just had me sobbing out loud. My dad, who was my best bud while he was alive, always had a stick of gum with him, but he could only chew it half at a time. The other half was always for me. I can't tell you how many times he got stuck in the x-ray machines at the airport because of that stick of gum. Oh, man. 847 area code says, the episode of ER when Mark Green dies and Over the Rainbow song plays. Jim from Barrington says, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles ending with Neil Page goes back to get Del Griffith at the L platform. He brings him home for Thanksgiving dinner. I've seen it a dozen times. It still makes me cry. My wife and kids make fun of me every time. Hey, Jim from Barrington, I'm showing that movie at my movie club in November, so you can embarrass yourself in a room full of people. 734 area code says, the commercial where the little boy writes letters to dad in the military, folds them into a paper airplane. Oh, yeah. And the guy's over the fence in the backyard. The older man on the other side collects them, sends them to his dad. Dad writes airplane letters back, sends them to the older man who flies them over the fence to his son. I've seen that one, too. 815 area code says, the ending of Finding Neverland with Freddie Highmore talking to Johnny Depp has me bawling like a baby. Mike from Elk Grove Village says, Finding Forrester with Sean Connery. Oh, that's it. You're the man now, dog. Punch the keys. You're the man now, dog. Final scenes in Saving Private Ryan. The HBO movie Wit, scenes with Audra McDonald and Emma Thompson, the English professor reading The Runaway Bunny in the hospital room at the end. Speaking of HBO movies, And the Band Played On, which is a remarkable movie made for HBO about the AIDS epidemic and when it first broke. Makes me cry every time, the last 5 minutes. It's an amazing movie. And Russ says, A Walk to Remember is a real tearjerker. I'm 45 years old like you. I cry at the drop of a hat now that I'm older. Sandy says, the ending shot of the cat alone in the rainy alley in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yes! I did not expect that, yeah. And I was bawling.
Let's see. The End of Glory. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in Glory makes me cry. That's a really great film. The funeral scene at the end of Backdraft always gets me. That was shot right here, right? Right on Michigan Avenue, isn't it? The scene at the end of Backdraft? I think they shot it right out here. A League of Their Own scene where the now adult Stillwell tells Dottie his mother passed away and he went to the Hall of Fame exhibit to honor her. I bawl my eyes out every time. And Tim in Green Bay says, the TV show This Is Us, it's almost like the writers power their cameras with our tears. Yeah. I can't tell you the number of people who have said that every single episode of This Is Us makes them cry.
That's why I can't watch it. Because I know, I'm like, ugh, yeah. I'm just going to cry every time.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, people are criers, man. If I don't even think we got to all the texts, but you guys are all a bunch of wussies like me. Thank you. Okay, we're going to take a break. We got the news coming up next on WGN, and then we're going to play an aggravating game of SNL trivia.